Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. This week, Berlin Briefing is celebrating our first birthday, and we want to celebrate with you. Send us a message with your mailing address via Facebook, Twitter, or berlinbriefing@gmail.com, and we'll send you stickers for you to help us get the Berlin Briefing word out. On Sunday, squatters invaded several vacant buildings and were evicted by the police later the same day. The activists protested against the precarious situation on the housing market in Berlin and against owners who keep the houses empty to speculate on the market in order to achieve higher prices later. The affected buildings were spread over the entire city area. According to social media posts by the occupants, a total of 9 buildings were targeted, with more to follow at a later point. Police later confirmed 8 houses. The spokesperson for the occupying forces criticized that tens of thousands of people in the capital are homeless, and an ever-increasing share of income must be spent on rising rents. In view of the prevailing gentrification, it is, quote, illegitimate that houses are empty. According to police, most of the houses were only seemingly occupied. The authorities found banners hanging from the windows, but no people. However, protesters gathered at 2 buildings in Bornstorfer Straße in Neukölln and Reichenberger Straße in Kreuzberg. The buildings were later evicted on Sunday after landlords swiftly filed eviction requests. The building on Bornstorfer Straße had been empty since 2012 and owned by the municipal housing association Stadt und Land since 2015. Because of, quote, static problems, the house had not been renovated, said Stadt und Land managing director Ingel Malter to the Berliner Morgenpost. In the meantime, however, a restructuring activity has been put out to tender. After the renovation, a daycare center is to be built on the ground floor of the building, and part of the apartments are to be offered for a socially acceptable rent of €6.50 per square meter. In the early evening, lawyers from Stadt und Land entered the house to make the occupiers an offer. They promised the activists an unlimited rental contract in the house after the renovation at socially acceptable rents. The condition was that the occupants leave the house immediately. Around 8:40 p.m., police entered the house and began the eviction. The officers used crowbars to get access, and according to the police on Twitter, 56 people were found in the building and are now charged for trespassing. The squatters criticized that the negotiations were broken off before a result had been achieved. Police and Stadt und Land had thus violated agreements. The squatters also complained that some people were injured by violent police actions, while a police spokesman stated that everything had been peaceful. Police were ordered to go into action after contact with the negotiators who went inside the building had been broken off. Initially, they were given half an hour to negotiate, but after it passed, the negotiators could no longer be reached from outside, so Stadt und Land decided to evict. Politicians from the Left and Green Party expressed support for the protesters. Katrin Schmidberger, spokeswoman for housing policy for the Greens in the House of Representatives, called the local occupation, quote, good and correct, as it puts pressure on the Red-Red-Green coalition to improve their housing policy. The Senate would be responsible for negotiating a proper result with the occupiers instead of removing them. The local Left Party also supported the concerns of the occupiers. Leader Katina Schubert criticized that the federal laws protect private profit for owners and speculators more than people's need for sufficient living space. While it is true that property rights must be protected, ownership also comes with responsibilities. A group of young men attempted to rob a stand employee at the Carnival de Carturen on Sunday night. According to the investigations, the employee of a stand on the festival grounds was surrounded by 5 young men around 11:30 p.m. when he was about to close. He was then pushed, beaten, and kicked, and the attackers tried to tear his backpack off of him, but failed to do so. Then the men fled in an unknown direction. A short time later, the 45-year-old and his sister-in-law recognized 4 members of the attacking group on the festival grounds. Police arrested the 4 17, 18, 20, and 24-year-old suspects. The 18-year-old is known to the police as an intensive offender and was handed over to the criminal police together with the others. After the cold start of spring, the warm May has brought Berlin an unusual dryness. According to a spokesperson of the Berliner Wasserbetriebe, it has only rained 6 or 7 liters per square meter so far in some parts of the city. In May, it usually rains more than 50 liters in the capital. What pleases sunseekers is slowly worrying gardeners. Despite individual rain showers, the soil under the uppermost layer often remains bone dry. This weakens the plants in their growth phase, as the shoots are shorter, explains Derek Ehlert, expert at the Berlin Environmental Administration. Lack of water also makes plants less resistant to pests, such as the miner moth, which attacks white-flowering chestnuts. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.